We focus here on personal and spiritual growth, on spirituality rather than religion. And we explore ways to actually reclaim the connection and the communication with our own higher selves, with our own inner divinity, and with the power that comes through that connection. Each week I share with you workable, proven methods for experiencing greater peace, greater love, joy, and connection, and how to remove those internal, usually unconscious, obstacles that have actually blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. I believe that it is our God-given birthright to experience inner joy, peace, and unconditional love, to actually feel whole in body, in mind, and in spirit. And if that's what you want, then you're in the right place. And I hope that you and all of your friends join us
every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern
to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am an interfaith and metaphysical minister and life coach. And my passion has always been spiritual connection, along with sharing what I've learned in this wild and crazy life I've lived about being happier, healthier, and more at peace inside. And so each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what actually helps, what really matters, so that we can have not only the energy, but the inspiration to begin living in the ways that we've always wanted to live. I know that each and every one of us is a divinely created being. And that divine spark of life, it's alive in each and every one of us. I know that because without it, we wouldn't be living. We would be what we call dead. We wouldn't be breathing, living, walking, talking. And because of that inner spark of life, that God spark, that inner divinity, we have the choice and we also have the power to bring ourselves up. Sometimes we need a little help, but we can rise up out of depression, out of addiction, anger, grief, any suffering that we may have been experiencing. We can come up out of it. I know that because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I really hope that you join me here every Wednesday
from 2 to 3 Eastern,
right here on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, or online at WAIF883.org, as we tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that actually is animating all forms of life, including yours and mine. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain or even do in order to feel that inner peace or happiness. There's really only stuff that we have to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of that God energy inside of us. You can call that your higher self, or you can call it great spirit, or unconditional love, or divine energy. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but it really does matter if you call on it. Because that divine power that lives in your heart, and mine, and in everyone else's, that divine power is actually ours as soon as we claim it. And that's really what this show is all about. And so I really want to thank you for listening. And I'd also like to let you know that if you would like some help with getting in touch with that higher self, that inner spirit inside of you, there is a free guided meditation on my website. There's also a whole lot of free information and other tools on my various websites. And you're invited to check those out if you would like to. And It's just my name, louisadyer.com, louisadyer.net, and also thewowprocess.com. Lots of information on there if you want it. There's also a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like to connect, please do so. I'd love to hear any comments you have about what we've had on the show or what you'd like to see on the show. And I've also been inviting people to share their personal transformational stories, aha moments, anything that's happened that has made you come alive or recognize yourself as the divine being that you are, anything that has really turned your life around for the better. I've discovered over the years that when we hear one another's transformational stories, it wakes us up in a way that just reading an article just doesn't do. And so I invite you to share those stories, and that Facebook page or any of those websites is a way to get in touch with me, and let's see if you would like to be on the radio, either by the phone or come in the station if you're in the area. And so we begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to really begin to bring body, mind, and spirit into a greater harmony. And I'd also recommend that you let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it really begins to feel more strongly the spirit that's animating the body. So I'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes, and I really hope you join me for today's exploration of how to live a healthier, happier, more centered life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
A child of life, a daily expression of that life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity. Forever will be, we will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity. Inside of me, how? Standing as one.
Ruthie Foster singing Welcome Home. Before that, we heard Faith Rivera doing A Child of Light. For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, for a show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. It's a show where we focus on finding out all the millions of ways that there are for us to actually
align our personal will with spiritual will, to become more aware of God inside of us. Because when we do that, we learn how to become healthier and happier. And when we can actually tap into that source of life that lives inside each and every one of us, I call that God, you can call that Great Spirit, you can call that Universal Flow, whatever you call that spark of life, that consciousness, that awareness that lets you be aware, that gives energy to life itself. When we can tap into that, we begin to wake up. We begin to see life differently, because that's where power and beauty and unconditional love, that's where it all lives. And it is our birthright. We are divinely created beings. And when we know that and we call on that, it begins to shape and inform our lives in brand new ways. And so that's really what this show is all about, is welcoming that connection with that divine spark that lives inside of us. And every week what we do is talk about really practical, everyday ways that people can come alive to that, wake up to that, tap into the power and the beauty of that. And today what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to tell you a story of what can happen when you actually wake up to that higher self or that inner divinity, that God spark inside of you. And I want to tell you that story because I know if it could happen to me, it could happen to anyone. And so I just want everybody to know that it really doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. There is always a way up and out of that. And the way up and out of that is through whatever you call God, whatever you call that source of life that lives inside of you and all around you. And I've been through some pretty rough stuff, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that when I tell you my story later. And I know that you can rise up out of whatever challenges you are having through faith and through willingness and through the courage to tell the truth. So we're going to be talking about that a good deal. And this is a story. This is a true story. This is something that happened to me in the spring of 1986. And to make the story make sense, you have to understand that I was a drug addict for 20 years, that I had been severely clinically depressed pretty much my whole entire life. My childhood was what some would call incredibly abusive in more ways than we can talk about in an hour show. And I really had a lot of pain inside of me that I really did not know what to do with. And I attempted my whole life to do whatever I could to help heal myself. But because I felt so guilty and so ashamed, it's like I was ashamed that I wasn't already feeling good. I was ashamed of feeling bad. And I think a lot of people get caught in that, if we beat ourselves up because we don't feel good, and then we can never feel good because we're busy beating ourselves up. So that's a big part of why I'm telling this story today, that we can begin a process of forgiving ourselves and releasing the guilt or the shame that we feel about whatever it is that has gone on in our life. We can literally turn all of that over to what I call God, to what you might want to call Great Spirit or Universal Love. I personally don't think it matters what we call that divine, omnipotent, omnipresent power that God is. It matters only that we're aware that it's in us as well as all around us, and that we call on it, because it makes everything different. If we can give up our guilt and our shame to a power greater than us, it's like anybody who's ever been an addict and worked through the 12 steps knows that that's a huge part of the process, is turning over what it is that we can't handle to a power greater than ourselves. And I know a lot of addicts who just think of that power as the group that they're in, because they can't even get to the place of thinking about a power such as God, and that's okay. Whatever power it is that you are aware of that is greater than you, that is God in my language. But whatever you call it is fine. In the spring of 86, I was still a drug addict and had been for many years. And I was also still severely, severely depressed. I had attempted suicide many times in my life. The first time at age 10, because I was just too miserable to live. And in the spring of 86, I was getting ready to make what I hoped was my last suicide attempt, because this time I was determined that it was going to work, that there wasn't going to be any more chances. Well, it just so happened that I had made my decision and I had made my plan and I had it all figured out, and I had come home from work and was sitting on the couch, and I noticed a magazine on the table. And it was a magazine I had never seen before. And it was a magazine that nobody else in the house, I was in undergraduate school at the time, and there were three or four people that lived in the house. And I knew there was nobody else in the house who would have that magazine there. So it was very bizarre to me that this magazine would be sitting there on the table. It was a magazine about spiritual practices and spiritual growth. And so I'm sitting there on the couch getting very clear about how I'm going to kill myself. And I don't know whether a fan came on or nobody opened the door. There was nobody home but me. But all of a sudden, it's like this magazine just opened to this place. And I looked at it, and there on the page was an ad where this ad said, "I will channel your higher self, and you will know the truth of who you are." Well, I thought that was ridiculous, first of all, because I didn't then and still don't really believe that channeling is a good thing, because my understanding of channeling is that you give up your consciousness to another entity. And I knew enough then, and I certainly know enough now to know that just because an entity is in a non-physical form rather than a physical form doesn't make them any more enlightened or any more conscious than a being that is in physical form. And so I didn't like the whole idea of channeling, and so that didn't really appeal to me. But the name of this woman's business, I didn't know it was a woman right then, was, I can't even remember it now, but it was a name that really spoke to me, because it was about spiritual knowledge, knowing. And I had been studying already for many years, trying to help myself, and nothing would help me get rid of that guilt and that shame. And when I saw that ad, I thought, oh, that would be great if that could happen, but I don't believe it. And as I sat there, though, and thought about it, some part of me said, well, you've tried everything else. You know, you really have tried everything else. And before you end it, since this did just appear in front of you, maybe you ought to try this. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't have much hope for it. But regardless, I picked the phone up and I dialed the number. And the way the woman worked is you mailed her your questions, because she wasn't even in the same state that I was in. You mailed her your questions, and then she did this channeling and she put it on a cassette at the time, and then she mailed that back to you. Well, when I called her, first of all, I actually spoke to her, which was very unusual in and of itself, I found out later. But I told her what I was planning, and that I didn't have a week, 4 or 5 days, that I just couldn't stand living anymore. I was done, and this was why. And anyway, she was very, very helpful. So she wound up actually taking my questions right there on the phone, telling me she would go and channel that information and FedEx me out the reply first thing the next morning. Could I hang on for 2 days? And that was literally what she asked me, and at first I said, I don't think so. But we talked for a little while, and she was incredibly compassionate, and she convinced me that it was at least worth hanging on for 2 days, just in case what she had to share with me was worth something. So I very begrudgingly agreed to do that because, you know, it was two more days. And I had already been in pain for 30 years at that point, so what difference did that make? So that's what I did. And 2 days later, I got that recording. And oh my goodness, amazing things happened, and I'm obviously still alive. So you know there's a good ending to that story. I'm going to play a little bit of music now, and then we're going to come back, and I will tell you the rest of that story. And before I do, I want to remind everybody that we are doing our May Memberthon, and no donation is too large or too small. Whatever you can give is greatly appreciated. We are an all-volunteer, member-supported radio station. But a donation of $25 or more actually makes you a member of WAIF, and you will get our WAIF alert and a special invitation to our annual meeting that happens in September. I also want to let everybody know that for anyone who donates $75 or more to WAIF with me here, I will give them a free Akashic Record reading. And if you don't know what Akashic Records are, then I'll be happy to tell you about that. But it's basically a way that you can find out whatever it is you want to know about yourself, your life, any lifetime that you've lived for that matter. And I just wanted to put that offer out there. If anybody would like to donate $75 or more, then I would be happy to take that donation and give you a free Akashic Record reading in exchange. So you think about that, and you think about this higher self story that I'm telling you, and I will finish telling that story when we come back. And what I want to play a song for you now is by David Primal. It's called Om Namah Shivaya. It's a chant. And the reason I want to play this is because in Hindu or Sanskrit, I guess you might say, Om Namah Shivaya means the God within me, the highest self, the divinity that I am inside. So I thought since that was what we were talking about, that that would be a very appropriate song. So I hope you enjoy this chant. And David Primal, and I will see you back here in a moment. Enjoy. knowing the God within me. You can talk about that as your inner divinity or your higher self, whatever works for you. I want to welcome everybody back. If you're just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. I want to thank you so much for listening today. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and it's a show focused on spirituality and personal growth, where we talk about everyday stories that people have about how they woke up and all the different things that we can do to live happier, more peaceful lives, to actually reclaim the vitality that comes from living our deepest truth. And today what we're talking about is becoming aware of and becoming connected with and communicating with your own higher self, your own inner divinity. And I've been telling a story about how that happened for me in the spring of 1986. Up until that point in time, I had been very depressed and miserable and suicidal many times, and I was getting ready to, do the one that ended it all. And then I was sort of miraculously, or serendipitously anyway, put in touch with this woman who supposedly channeled my higher self. Well, it was very curious to me because I didn't even believe in channeling and didn't like what I knew about it anyway. But nonetheless, I did this thing because I spoke with her and she was very loving and compassionate, and I really had been needing some of that because I was really pretty much dying from my own guilt and shame. So anyway, I got this tape from her that was her channeling my higher self, answering the questions that I had asked her. Or ask her to ask my higher self. I wasn't at all sure how that was going to work. But anyway, I listened to this tape, and I tell you, I can still remember it as if it were this morning, because it was in the evening, and I went in my room, and I shut the door, and I put this tape on, and I started playing it. And from the moment I heard the voice, it was like everything in my body started trembling. Everything in me started like breaking open, and I started crying like I had probably never cried in my whole life. And I actually felt my higher self in my heart, and believe you me, in that moment I knew what I had always been missing. In that moment I knew what my problem had been. My whole entire life is that I did not feel a sense of self. I call it the three C's once I went and studied psychology: coherent, congruent, cohesive. I did not have a coherent, congruent, cohesive sense of self. I didn't even really have a sense of self. And when I heard that woman that I had never met and still never have, supposedly channeling my high self, which I didn't even believe in, nonetheless, it broke me open, and I felt Om Namah Shivaya. I felt that God in my heart. I felt myself inside of me. And the words that she was saying were a lot about this unconditional love that highest self, that divine spark of life inside of you, has for you. Mine has for me. Yours has for you. That highest part of you is already whole, and it loves you unconditionally. It loves everything about you. It does not feel guilty or ashamed because it knows oneness with God, with the whole universe. And as I listened to that tape, I felt that for the first time in my life. And in that moment, this severe depression that I had lived under my whole entire life was simply gone. From one minute to the next, it was just lifted. It was just disappeared. And I cried and cried, because I felt me. I felt whole inside of myself. So when people ask me, you know, what's the point of connecting with your higher self? What's really the point of inner divinity? It's like, well, I'll tell you one point is that if you're depressed, it will remove it. It will heal it. And thank God that depression that was lifted that day has never come back. It was just, you know, I was 86. What was I? Early 30s, I guess, at that point. And up until then, I had been depressed my whole entire life and had attempted suicide numerous times, beginning at age 10. Had been a drug addict since I was 12. And that was in the spring of 86 when I had that experience. And by the fall of 1987, I was finally able to kick marijuana. That was the last drug I had to let go of. The rest of them I had somehow managed to let go of for the most part. Well, that's not true. Cocaine and marijuana. And over that last next year or year and a half, because of that connection with that higher self, I was finally able to face the addictions that I really hadn't been able to and let them go for good. So that's the answer to why does it matter that you're in touch with that higher self inside of you? Why does inner divinity, why does that even matter? Well, it matters because that's the truth of who you are. That's the core of your being alive. Because when that spark of life leaves this body, then this body is what we call dead. And so if we don't know that energy inside of ourselves, then we sort of walk around in these bodies kind of feeling like we are dead. Or in my case, wishing we were dead, which I don't think is a very good way to live. But that's how I had lived my whole life. So I'm telling that story to say that I've pretty much devoted my life since then to helping. Like I said before, I was just finishing up my undergraduate program in psychology when that happened. And so immediately I went and volunteered at the suicide hotline center because I figured if anybody knew how to talk to people who were suicidal, it was me, since I had been that way my whole life. And I began immediately. That became the focus of my work with people, is helping them to know that there is a wholeness, there is God, there is goodness, there is actual divinity that lives inside of us. And when we can tap into that, then we experience that wholeness and that goodness. And it makes everything completely different. And so, like I said, I have never been, once that depression lifted, it was gone. I have never been depressed like that again. That's not to say that I don't get blue or that I don't feel bad about different things that happen, because I'm human. Of course I do. And I got reminded of this yesterday when I was feeling discouraged and upset about some things. I all of a sudden remembered, oh yeah, what about connecting with that higher self? And the great thing is, it's in your heart. And all you have to do is get quiet and take your attention into your heart, beyond thoughts, beyond feeling even, and just into the center of your heart. And if you can just move your attention into that center of your heart, if you can be willing to experience that divinity inside of you, then you will. And there is a power and a wholeness and a goodness in that part of you that will help you let go the guilt and the shame that keeps you in that place of despair or addiction or depression. When I got clean a year and a half later, there was a period where I had quit doing all the drugs and I thought I was doing pretty good, and then all of a sudden the craving was on me, like I didn't know what I was going to do. And I dropped to my knees and I prayed and I surrendered and I felt God come into the room and just lift that addiction right off of me. And I knew in that moment that if I had not accepted that God inside of me a year and a half before that, I would have never been able to surrender that addiction and give it to the God that's so much bigger than me. It's like I knew in that moment that one led directly to the other. So that's why I'm telling this story today, because I know that you have that God spark inside of you. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, what you've thought, what you've felt, what you've seen. It doesn't matter. If you're breathing, you've got that Holy Spirit, that divine energy inside of you. And you can call on it and it can help you. What it takes is courage, because we have to face where we are before we can move out of that place. We have to admit what we're holding before we can let it go. And that's what happened to me in that spring of 86, is I admitted finally that I had created a miserable self and that I just couldn't do it anymore. And I was ready to give up. And I am sure that I said over and over, if there is a way, show me. Because I had been doing lots of spiritual practices before that, but nothing helped. Nothing really helped, because I didn't have a sense inside of me of wholeness. I was not connected. And hearing that woman answer the questions that I had asked of my high self and speak to me as though she were my higher self, I have no idea if that's true, and I don't care. All I know is that it broke me open, and I suddenly felt that connection. And because of that, I know that everybody can. Everybody has that same divine energy inside of them. Everybody. It's calling on it. It's having the willingness to sit down and look for it. It's having the courage to face the guilt and the shame or the terror that has blocked you from it. You know, for me, it was a lot of guilt and shame that came from terror, because my childhood was not fun, and I had been severely miserable for so long, and I felt so guilty about it because it didn't seem like there was anything I could do about it. And I discovered that there wasn't anything I, my little ego self, even though I had used every tool and read every book, I had done everything my little self knew to do. And you know what? It didn't make a difference until I called on that higher part of me, that divine part of me. And so I tell this story today so that you can know that you can do that too. Because given where I came from, if I could pull myself up out of that mess, I know you can do that too. Anybody can. The millions and millions of people who have gone through AA and brought themselves up out of addiction through the power of God, they'll tell you the same thing. You can't do it by yourself, your little bitty ego self. You have to have a power that's greater than you. Otherwise, you just keep spinning yourself in the same hole. Or at least that's my experience. So the good news is that help is always available, and it is as close as your heart. It is as close as you surrendering whatever's held you back from that and just being willing to open up to that love. That's really what it is. That was the primary message that came from my higher self that opened me wide. And that was that I was loved unconditionally, that I was seen for exactly who I was. And far from being judged in a negative way for that, I was loved unconditionally. I don't think I had ever even imagined that I was loved unconditionally, much less felt it. Except, well, I did have a near-death experience when I was 19. And while I was not in this body, I felt loved unconditionally. But once I was back in this body, that it was like, no, this body carried so much pain that there was nothing I could do. I had to call on a power greater than me. And I'm so happy to tell you that that power lives in you. It lives in me, and I thank God for it. And so that's the story I wanted to tell you today. And we are almost out of time. And before we close the show, I want to tell you about a couple of resources that you can contact me through the Facebook page for this show, which is the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, on Facebook. And there are also some free tools on my website, which is just my name, louisadyer.com and louisadyer.net. There is a higher self guided meditation. And I made that because of this story that I told you today, because I have done that kind of work with people for many, many years. And so many people had said, would you please make a recording of this meditation so that I can use it? Because for a long time, I started every session that I did out by doing that guided meditation. So I did finally make that recording, and you can download that. It's like 10, 15 minutes, and you're feel free to listen to that. It will help you get grounded in your body and help you begin that process of noticing and connecting with and even communicating with that higher self that lives in your heart. There are so many tools available today for living happier and healthier lives. We live in really amazing times, and you can find a lot of those online, and you can also hear those every single week here on the show. So I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on WAIF883.org for all my worldwide listeners. And if you're in the Cincinnati area, 88.3 FM on your dial. And I'm really still wanting to hear people's stories, something like the story I just told, for example, or anything that's happened in your life where you suddenly knew what you didn't know before, or you suddenly became aware of something and it changed how you viewed your world or how you lived your life. I would love to hear people's stories of how they woke up. It can be about a little thing, or it can be about a big thing. I would love to hear how you have turned your life over to a power greater than yourself. And then how has it changed? How has it changed you? How has it changed your life? When we hear one another's transformational stories, I think it wakes us up in a way that reading an article or a book, it just can't do. Because that oneness that is part of us, that we're part of, it resonates when we hear another person's story and it touches something in us. That's why it's important to share our stories. So I hope you will consider doing that. You can get in touch with me through the Facebook page for this show or from either of my websites. And I would love to hear about you. Whatever you would like to share, you can do that on the phone. Or if you're in the area, you can actually come in the station and share that story. So do get in touch with me about that if you would like to do that. So I am going to close out today with the theme song for our show, which is Faith Rivera singing God Is. And I play this song because, just like I played Om Namah Shivaya before, those words mean God lives inside of me. That divine energy of God is in me. I am in that. And Faith Rivera tells us that same story, but she does it in English. And so I really like to know that you feel that God is wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you're being. When we consciously bring God into who we are and what we're doing and who we're being, not only are we different, but all things around us begin to reflect how different we are. And then everything can change. And I really hope to see you back here next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on WAIF 88.3 FM on your dial and live streaming on WAIF 883.org. Enjoy.